Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
You gotta love a sirloin. Ounce for ounce, one of the tastiest cuts of all time. It can do it all. Want to play it savory? Sure thing. Take it up a tender notch? Not a problem. But what really puts the sirloin on the list of all-time all-arounders is how it does all the little things. Things like delivering a powerful punch of protein and 10 essential nutrients in every bite, while always keeping it lean. Now, on second thought, that's no small task. But hey, we're talking about the sirloin. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's family and ranching families through their Beef Checkoff. To learn more about Beef Checkoff programs and international marketing, promotion, research, and education, visit mybeefcheckoff.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets look this afternoon?
Well, the grain futures were higher here at the close. We rallied off of yesterday's crop condition report, showed a little bit of a slight downtick in the good to excellent category for the corn, soybeans, and even the cotton. This is the time of year when conditions tend to deteriorate just a little, especially when we have them at such lofty levels going into it. 68% good to excellent is pretty high. But the two-week forecast really looks like it's going to be normal, with normal amount of rain, normal amount of normal temperatures in the Midwest. And so there's not any real reason to have a long-term weather premium added into the market. But the next 3 or 4 days looks like it's going to be a little bit dry. If we look specifically at the corn here, corn futures, they're 6 to 9 cents higher here, rallying on that drop in crop conditions yesterday. It came in at 66% good to excellent, which was 68% the week before, so just a slight drop. Next few days look like they're going to be slightly warmer, slightly drier. But after that, again, we return to the normal levels. December corn support looks like it's going to be about 490, which was the low last week, and resistance probably today's high at about 520. Basis levels remain strong. Ethanol production looks like it's going to remain strong, with crude oil remaining up here at these lofty levels, and unleaded gasoline even being about 3.5 cents higher today.
We'll have more futures news right after this.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Justin, what news were the traders looking at today?
Soybean trade closed about 20 to 22 cents higher here across the board. There's still a lot of concern about the old crop being extremely tight here, as the July contracts expired Friday significantly higher than where the August futures were. And so there's an idea that the August could rally up to meet those levels in the high $15 range. But there's just a lot of tight crop. Now, if we look going forward here, the demand looks like it's going to remain pretty strong. The NOPA crush yesterday was just shy of 120 million bushels, which indicates that demand is still strong even at these high levels. And then yesterday's crop condition report deteriorated just a little bit for beans, came in at 65% good to excellent category. The week before it was 67%, so just a 2 cent drop, not enough to be really concerned. If you look at the wheat futures here, wheat was steady to 3 cents higher. Kansas City was about 2 to 3 higher. Chicago was steady to a half cent higher. Really just off the lower dollar here, and then trying to follow the corn and soybeans both higher today. Harvest is still progressing nicely. We're at 67% complete. The five-year average is 71%, so we're going right along there. And the export market over the past few weeks has been pretty strong for wheat, so it's just underlying support here as the United States wheat remains competitive on the world market.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Taking a look at a few of our closing numbers on this Tuesday, August live cattle were down 32 cents at 122.12. August feeders finished down a dime at 152.55. And August lean hogs were up 75 cents on the day at 96.30. In our grain markets, Kansas City September wheat was up 2¾ cents at 703¾. September Chicago wheat unchanged at 669½. In the row crops, Chicago September corn up 9 cents at 545¼. And August soybeans today were up 21½ cents. At 14.75¼. October cotton today finished down 68 points at 84.67 cents per pound. That's a look at your closing futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.